Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 12th of May. In early 1972, US President Nixon obsessed about the price of hamburger meat, feeling that the rising price of groceries, and hamburger meat in particular, might lead to electoral defeat. The government took direct control of wages and prices. Yesterday, US President Trump signalled concern about the US affordability crisis, not quite with the extreme measures of the Nixon administration, but by signing executive orders to try and lower the price of beef. By March of this year, beef prices were up over 16% since Trump took office, which has very little to do with administration policies, but which focuses attention very much on affordability. With other administration policies directly adding to US prices, there are political consequences if attention is going to be focused on this issue. Trump also signalled a desire to cut the federal tax on gasoline, but this is just a gesture that may not make it to the consumer and will be outweighed by events in the Gulf. It will add a little more to the cost of the war, increasing the already quite noticeable US fiscal deficit. Oil prices have risen a little as US President Trump declared the ceasefire with Iran to be on massive life support. Markets are not prepared to place too much weight on Trump's words these days, but do still react a little to such pronouncements. US April consumer price inflation data is expected to increase with higher energy and food costs, with the expectation for a 3.7 or 3.8% year-over-year rate for the headline measure. Excluding food and energy, the core measure is forecast to be more benign. Of course, the inflation perception is likely to be much higher than the inflation reality. High-frequency purchases stick in the mind, and 12.5% energy inflation in March is a pretty sticky concept. At the same time, no one really cares what the fictitious owner's equivalent rent inflation rate is going to be. Even economists don't think it particularly relevant, as a price no one pays has little direct bearing on how consumers feel or behave. Germany also released April consumer price inflation data. These are final numbers, however, and as normal, did not change. There's also the ZEW survey of economists. While economists' views are always to be treated with respect, there may be something of an unnecessarily pessimistic bias in this data. Mathematical economic models do not properly capture the structural changes of the last few years. They may therefore overstate the drag on activity that comes from higher oil prices. Those economists that cling too tightly to mathematical models may therefore get a pessimistic skew. UK politics is hardly interesting, but it is a focus for financial markets. The gains by the far right and nationalist parties in local elections, though at the lower end of expectations, have triggered something of a crisis of confidence in the Prime Minister. The UK Cabinet meets today ahead of the King's speech announcing the legislative agenda, due tomorrow, and the newspapers today in the UK seem very keen on the phrase "on the brink." It has added a modest political risk premium to UK government bond yields. Politics was never that much of a concern for the UK bond market, generally speaking, but the Truss debacle of a few years ago changed perceptions around fiscal responsibility, and there may have been some lasting consequences from that. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.